listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Firefighters are working to control a bushfire in the Shire of Dandaragan. The blaze sparked by lightning has left Lejuar National Park closed along with multiple roads. A Watch and Act is in place. Keep up to date on Emergency WA. A new campsite, extended breakwater and beach revitalisation. That's how the Midwest is set to benefit from the state government's $165 million investment into outdoor tourism across WA. Premier Roger Cook says they want to encourage tourists to spend time in nature.
We want to continue to make sure that our incredible environment, our incredible outdoors, is a significant asset and attraction in relation to boosting tourism.
The Shire of Mingenew want to home people in the town they work in. It follows objections to the location of a proposed workers' accommodation camp between Mingenew and Dongara. Mineral Resources wants to create a permanent 24-bed workers' accommodation on its Lockyer Gas Project site. 20 people in WA have lost their lives on motorcycles this year. That's according to the Road Safety Commission, who say it's jumped from a total of 16 last year. The group's Charles Haynes says motorcyclists are the most vulnerable on the roads.
If you are a motorcyclist and you are involved in a crash, you are 16 times more likely to die than a driver in a car. Motorcycle riders die at a rate 27 times higher than car drivers per kilometre travelled.
The Nationals have officially committed to bringing a rescue chopper to the Midwest if they're voted in at next year's state election. The party first making the promise last month, but now pledging to invest in a $45 million vehicle for the region if elected. In sport, 3-on-3 basketball has arrived in Carnarvon. Registration and scratch matches set to take place at the PCYC tonight. Both senior and junior competitions are set to get underway.